I'm very glad that you're back for segment four of program two, the five we'll have in September, of this program called The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. It's WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal and foundational Georgia. I'm Marshall Wood, your host, continuing with the topic that we began, which essentially is America is right now at war, and it's being manifested through certain cultures. I want to say this. We need to understand categorically and without equivocation, we are at war, and we are in a spiritual war, and the target of those who are against us, those who listen to this station intentionally in general agreement with what is said, we are the target, and the target is the Christian faith. We are at war. Some of us are the enemy, as Pogo said. Some are unintentional enemies, but a few of them are pretty significant. They are the uninformed naysayers, the obstructionists, the ambitious but selfish narcissistic souls with impaired reason, or the satisfied, content, complacent, and inert souls, just glad to continue their convenient world, or the virtue-signaling pseudo-religious man playing a role that never goes past step two of what you believe, getting to what you really believe and what you are doing about it. We are at war, and there's evidence of it all around. Increasingly, the intentional enemies are growing in number, and they are massing. Now, here's an example. I have a personal Christian friend, retired former pilot. He and I flew C-5s together in California, who once was a base commander at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Several command iterations later, there was another man that assumed that position. And I'm going to tell you his story. He, too, was a Christian, and this is to illustrate the war that we are in, the war for religious liberty. Brigadier General E. John Tykert commanded the 412th Test Wing at Edwards Air Force Base, California. He was responsible for the second largest base in the Air Force. He's under attack because he maintained, or at the time this book was written, he was under attack because he maintained a website called Prayer at Lunchtime for the United States. On the site, he identified himself only as John. He didn't speak for the Air Force. He spoke only for himself. The website encouraged Christians to pray for our nation at lunchtime every day. Well, we're encouraging you to pray for your nation right now every time you think of it. And John suggested that people pray for the president, the vice president, for Congress, for the military. He also asked prayer for the unborn and for a return to our biblical foundation. Now, hear this. Michael Weinstein, founder of Military Religious Freedom Foundation, claimed that the General's Prayer website was unconstitutional. Weinstein described General Tykert, are you ready, as a fundamentalist Christian tyrant and religious extremist predator who promotes a weaponized version of Christianity. Weinstein's Military Religious Freedom Foundation is not a religious liberty advocacy group, but it's an extreme anti-Christian hate group. Its deceptive mission, its mission statement focuses only on the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law establishing religion, but ignores the Free Exercise Clause, which guarantees Americans, like General Tykert, the right to express their religious views freely. Using the banner of religious freedom to suppress religious freedom is perfectly Orwellian. It's what totalitarians do. Well, a month after Obama's inauguration, the New York Times reported that there was a meeting between Weinstein and Air Force General Norton A. Schwartz. And this was the first time the group had gotten an audience with a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. As a result of Weinstein's subsequent influence with the Pentagon during the Obama years, religious expression in the military became a criminal offense. A criminal offense. Weinstein made the case to the Pentagon that Christians in the military, including chaplains, who shared their beliefs with others, were committing treason and spiritual rape. Oh, God save us. He called service personnel who openly talked about their faith enemies of the Constitution. Well, I was that the whole time I was in. Under President Obama and Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Democrat, the Pentagon adopted Weinstein's false view that the First Amendment was an anti-religious stricture. In 2013, the Pentagon released a statement warning that soldiers would not be permitted to talk openly about their faith, that religious proselytization would not be permitted with the Department of Defense. The Pentagon statement also noted ominously, court martials and non-judicial punishment are decided on a case-by-case basis. Can you believe that? An op-ed Weinstein wrote for the Huffington Post illustrates his ignorant extremism, which he has dedicated to the suppression of religious liberty in the military. He said, "I founded the Civil Rights Fighting Organization, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, to do one thing, to fight those monsters who would tear down the constitutionally mandated wall separating church and state." Doesn't exist. "In the technologically most lethal entity ever created by humankind, the U.S. military." Weinstein identified his opponents as incredibly well-funded gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their weaponized and twisted version of Christianity upon their helpless subjects in our nation's armed forces. The fact that the Obama Pentagon would even consult with the unhinged author of such rabid sentiments, let alone institutionalize his anti-religious attitudes, is an ominous indication of what the future may hold if radicals like Weinstein continue to have their sway. Guess what, folks? They do. We're at war now. Come back to segment 5. We will continue.